Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. And Merry Christmas to each of you. A very blessed Christmas. Let's take a look for a few moments at the readings for today, and then we're going to look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the Feast of the Holy Family. There are a number of readings that can be chosen. I would like to take a look, first of all, at Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 6. Listen to this. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. We've spoken about that. We walk in darkness too, many times not seeing it. But those who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. No matter how dark or difficult your lives are right now, no matter how much you're stumbling right now, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant, great rejoicing as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the yoke of sin, the yoke of fear of death, the yoke that sometimes evil tries to put on us, for the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed, as on the day of Midian. Don't walk around in chains anymore. Lift your head. Lift your head. Don't let the enemy burden you. Don't let him tie you up in chains by the lies that he tells you, that you're no good, that you're not worth anything, that nobody cares about you. Don't let that happen. Say no to it. For every boot that trampled in battle, every cloak rolled in, will be burned as fuel for flames. In other words, war will cease, for a child is born to us. A son is given us, upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God, Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful, from David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of Hosts will do this. God in his mercy, God the Messiah in his mercy, sees you in your need, sees where you're in captivity, and he wants to set you free. Put your trust in him. Put your faith in him. Turn back to him if you've been away. If you've never turned to Christ before, turn to him now. He truly is the Messiah. He is the one come to set you free. That's what we celebrate, that God did not stay quiet, that God did not abandon us, that God was not silent, that God gave us the very best he had in giving us his son, Jesus. Receive him today. Remember, with God, there's no time. There's no time. So even an action that happened 2,000 years ago, the grace and the power are present for you today. Give your life to him today. Turn away from sin. Give your life to him. He wants to set you free. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. It's a new song when we repent. It's a new song when we turn back. It's a new song when we're full of gratitude for God's goodness to us, whatever our state. Sing to the Lord a new song. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. And the second reading from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all unlawlessness and cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. This is who God came for. He came for us poor, weak, broken, sinful. He came to set us free. He came to break those bonds. He came to call us into his light. now and forever. This is truth. This is not fairy tale. This is truth. You really can live the greatest drama the world has ever seen or ever will see. It is the Messiah coming for his people, who came to earth, who took on flesh, who became like us in all things but sin, to save us. Please accept his saving grace today. Please open your hearts to him. And I am reading from the readings for the Midnight Mass, Luke 2, verses 1 to 14. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town, and Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you." Take that personally, as well as for your family and your loved ones, your friends, your parish, your workplace. "For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." May you on this Christmas day know, may you know the peace of Jesus Christ. He went to incredible lengths, unbelievable lengths for you and for me. He took on flesh. He who was the eternal Son of God, with all power and all authority, he took on flesh and became like you and me, subject to everything we're subject to, anger and bitterness, confusion, hatred sometimes, poverty, lack of all kinds of things. Many times in our lives we're subject to that. Jesus took all that on himself. He was born in time, in a particular place, born for you and me. Receive him into your heart. And we look too for the readings for this Sunday, which is the Feast of the Holy Family. And this is the only time, it doesn't occur very often, that I have to devote one program with two different days and two tremendous feasts, the Great Feast of Christmas and the Feast of the Holy Family. The reason, in one sense, that I'm glad to do both in one program, though it's really impossible to cover it, but the way in which we express our gratitude to God for saving us, for setting us free, for being our Messiah, for breaking the bonds of and the chains of death, is so that we really can be God's family on earth. In our individual families, in a certain sense, that same grace extends to good friendships, good work-related relationships. We're called to be the presence of Christ. This Christ who is born for us, this Christ desires to give himself so that we in turn can be signs of his love, his presence, that in a certain way his saving grace can expand and reach more and more people, because we acknowledge, we are grateful, we are faith-filled, and in turn, we reach out to others to to bring them the same grace. That's what God wants to do. So take a look at your own family life, whatever the say, even if it's just husband and wife, blessed be God. Maybe you have a house full of children. Maybe you're down to one child. It doesn't matter what your situation is, but you within the bonds of holy matrimony, and it is holy. What is God asking of you and your children, if they are there with you? What is God asking of you to be a sign of his presence, a sign of his love? The way you live your family life is pivotal. Most families are breaking today. Most families are fragmented today. It's a great tragedy. You and your family could be light in the darkness. That's the best way to celebrate the great feast of the Holy Family. Just walking in the footsteps of Christmas right here, all these graces, incredible graces. Dedicate your family this year to being a sign of his presence. And look at the readings. Look at the readings for this Sunday. Pay attention to them, because they will help you to see what you can do. What you can do. Look, for example, at the book of Sirach, chapter 3, verses 2 to 6 and 12 to 14, that speaks about how we should relate within the family. Place of the father, the place of the mother. Is there real family unity? If not, husbands and wives, let's pray for it. Let's ask God to give us what we don't have. But it speaks in there, Sirach chapter 3, verses 2 to 6 and 12 to 14, speaks so eloquently of the way in which good families can really live and mature. Don't be discouraged if you say, my family is far from that. Ask God right now, whatever your family situation, Lord, lead me. Lead me and show me how to relate. And one of the things I would encourage you to do, I would encourage you to read the book of Sirach, chapter 3, verses 2 to 6 and 12 to 14. Read that carefully. Look at the relationship. Look at the care that children are to provide for their parents as they grow older. Look at it. Pay attention to it. Ask God, if you have no provision, ask God to help you. He will show you the way. I really, brothers and sisters, there's so much to say, and there is absolutely no way you can combine this in one program. As I talk, I realize it. But what I want to say to you in the last few seconds is, thank God on this Christmas. Thank God on this weekend. Remember, Christmas lasts for 8 days. So in this Christmas season, and in this Feast of the Holy Family, bring whatever constitutes your family together and ask God to create in you a clean heart, to give you the power that the Messiah will give you, that you may be a sign of his presence in the darkness of the world today. May God lead you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.